Today is Wednesday, the 1st of May, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Isaiah 41, verse number 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear will sometimes drive us to take matters into our own hands. This morning, Scripture reminds us that no matter how out of order things are in our lives, there is never a need to fear what might happen. Why should we not fear? Because God reassures us that there is never a day, an hour, a minute, or a second when He takes His eyes off of us. Because God sees everything that happens to us, and He knows everything that happens around us before it happens, nothing takes Him by surprise. He knows when we need help, and He knows the exact help that we need. He knows when we need strength, and He knows how much strength we need. And God even knows when we need our faith replenished so we can continue to trust Him and continue to persevere to the end. The thing for you to remember today is this: God walks with you. He sticks by your side in the midst of a scary path. He goes before you to light the road ahead when your way is darkened by doubt. And He walks behind you to protect you from unseen danger when you need to be covered from the schemes of those who are working against you. Today, there is no need to fear how circumstances will turn out, and there is no need to fear what people can do to you because God is always working on a plan to help you when you have no options. He is always clearing your path when you need favor to move forward, and He is always holding you close to Him, even when you do not feel His presence. Know today that the hand of God is upon you. Therefore, go about your daily business, expecting to see God move. Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Reverend William B., he is hospitalized. We pray for a speedy recovery. Sister Veronica B., we continue to lift her in prayer as she is still convalescing in Care 1. We pray that she will be relocated to an assisted living residence where she will receive the needed around-the-clock care. Sister Darlene M. and family. Her aunt, Laura W., transitioned. The celebration of life service will be Friday, May 3rd, 2024, in Plainfield, New Jersey. We pray for the family to be comforted. Sonia H., we ask the Lord to renew her mind and place the right spirit within her. We pray for her to find her way back to the security and the safety of Christ and her family. Those in need of car repairs, we pray for God's favor, a safe vehicle, and speedy and affordable repairs. All those traveling today and this week, we pray for the airways and the highways to be clear and for the ride to go easy with no delays and no setbacks. Those whose finances are slipping away, we humbly ask God to stop the hemorrhaging of finances on unexpected expenses. We ask Him for financial stability and strength, a content life, and peace of mind. Everyone on the call this morning, we lift you before God for endurance, patience, rest, and peace. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with the wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most great Lord and wonderful Savior Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you, God, for a new day that you have allowed us to live in. God, for brand new mercy, God, that you have given us. God, for allowing us to see a new month. God, we come today to say thank you. You've been good, you've been kind, you've been merciful. God, we come today to say thank you. And we might not have all the things that we want, but God will supply all the things that we need in his time. We may not be up and down. We may not even, can't even turn around. But God knows. We may not smile every day. But God knows. We may have trials and tribulations on a daily basis. God knows. So God, we may not even know if we're coming or going. But God knows. Sometimes it seems like it gets dark before the light ever comes, but God knows. We pray, we cry, we cry, we pray, we fast. And it seems like the more we pray, the harder things get, the harder life gets. God knows. I come to encourage you, don't throw in the towel, don't give up. You stand firm on the word of God. He's going to show up. And he's going to show out. Our trials only come to make us strong. But the best thing about it is that he knows how much we can bear. And he won't put more on us than we can bear. He won't wear us down. But we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. But all thanks be to God when we call on his name, the Lord delight. When we call on his name, the way seems easy. When we call on his name, we see the marvelous light. Because God's name got power. Call on his name. Come to tell you, greater is coming. You can't rush God. Greater is coming. I pray that God open the window, pour down the blessing. Greater is coming. I pray that God meet every need. Greater is coming. I pray. Just know that greater is coming. May seem like the worst. But I come to encourage you today, don't give up. Greater is coming. Soon greater is coming. I don't know when, but I serve a God that's going to show up. Greater is coming. you got to do is hold out. Hold on. Lean on God. Depend and trust on God. He'll show up and he'll show out in your life. Things will change. People will move around. I come to tell you, he'll do it. We are saved believers. We trust the living God. A God whom we can't see, but we can feel. We serve a true God. And all we got to do is call on his name. I come to tell you, he'll show up. In the darkest hour, he'll show up. God will show up. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is believe. Believe it before you see it. Lord, I'm praying for a financial blessing. You got to believe it before you see it. I'm praying for this job. You got to believe it before you. I'm praying for a healing. You got to believe it before you see it. Pat your own self on the shoulder. I'm going to make it. I'm not going to throw in the towel. I'm going to hold on to God's changing hand. I'm going to hold on. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to hold on. I'm not going to be in or I'm not going to break. I'm just going to hold on. Hold on. There's a brighter day ahead. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy going to come in the morning. You can shout right now, knowing that it's already over. Give God the glory. It's already over. Magnify his name today. It's already over. I trust God. With all I have within me, I trust God. There's no other way but God. I trust God. And God, I come today just to say thank you for your amazing wonder working power. Miracle signs and wonder. God is good. I pray for the bereavement families all over the world. God is still good. That he would take the hurt out of the hurt and the pain out of the pain. God is still good. I didn't understand that then. But now I know, by and by, he'll give you an understanding. God is still good. He's good. He's good. He'll be there through it all. He's good. Trust him. And God, I pray for every other prayer request, God, that was made known. Those who have not yet submitted a prayer request, God already know. He know the heart of his people. He knows the mind, the thoughts before we think. God knows. And God, I pray for everyone on this call today. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. Live for God every day. Pray is our strength. Pray every day. God hears your prayer. Don't give up. Pray. Love everybody. Forgive everybody. And love yourself. And God, I continue to pray for this blessed ministry. Father God, you have been good. Allowing us to join together every day. Father God, you have been good. And God, I ask that I will continue, O God, to use us. Continue, O God, to shape us. Continue, O God, to mold us. And then, God, take us higher. Take us higher in you, O God, that we will never look for glory, honor, nor praises. It all belongs to God Almighty in heaven. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.